We have two very special guests. We have Zach Jones and Pat Smuin. Zach is the president of the C.J. Smuin Memorial Foundation, and Pat Smuin, the father of C.J. Smuin. And we're going to talk about the foundation. We're going to talk about the C.J. Smuin Hitting Camp, which is coming up January 26th and 27th. And we'll also talk about the scholarship fund. First off, guys, it's great to get you in today. I definitely appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk about something that's really important to us.
Absolutely. And Pat, I want to start with you. Let's just set the foundation right now. Let's talk about the C.J. Smuin Memorial Foundation, and let's also talk about the hitting camp that we have coming up in just a couple of months, because this 2023 is flying by.
Yeah, so after we lost C.J., Zach came to me, and we wanted to start a foundation and a scholarship, and so we've done that. And it's been very successful. This is our third year going into the hitting camp, and will be our third year of rewarding a Carbon High School baseball player the C.J. Smuin Scholarship. And with saying that, this year we are going to reward a female athlete at Carbon High School with a C.J. Smuin Scholarship also.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a good thing. Good thing for our family. It's been a good thing to help us get through the last 3 years.
Pat, before we bring in Zach, I think this is an excellent segue. As we were talking off of the off the cuff, the scholarship is kind of where it all started, right?
Yeah, the scholarship's where it started. Zach wanted to do a scholarship in CJ's name. And as we started to talk about it, there was more people that wanted to donate and be part of that scholarship. And so it became a bigger thing and went into a nonprofit fund, and that's kind of where we're at today with it.
Let's bring in Zach Jones again, president of the foundation itself. Zach, this is kind of, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger over the last 3 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started talking to Pat and Nicole about doing a scholarship in CJ's name, I'd have never imagined that, you know, it turned into this quickly. But I mean, it's a testament to our community and you know, the great people around here and being involved. And, you know, it's not just me. It's not just Pat and Nicole and the girls. It's not just cash. Like, you know, it takes a bunch of people to put something like this together. And again, it's a testament to our community to be able to build something like this.
And the hitting camp, you know, I don't know how to put this into words, right? This is what I do for a living. I talk, and I'm still trying to figure out a way how to put this into words. So we talk about the scholarship. We talk about the Memorial Foundation. You kind of mentioned the hitting camp is the connection point, right? This is how we can reach people. This is how we can relate to everyone. That's what sports is so great, right? We can have all these differences, but we can all agree we love the game of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've said it a few times. I think baseball is the carrot that gets people there. And then it gives us an opportunity to bring up these difficult conversations. And it really, more than anything, I believe that the dinner and the banquet portion of the camp, it gives parents, it opens the door for them to have a difficult conversation that no one wants to have, no one likes to have, but we believe it's very important that we do have that conversation.
And that's kind of the basis of this camp, right? That's the main thing. It's for awareness. Yes, we're going to learn the game of baseball. We'll talk about the coaches that you guys have coming in, because it's phenomenal, the amount of help that you guys get and the amount of instruction individuals are going to get. But it's tying two things together that can unite and help people.
Yeah, for sure. And it's anytime you can tie something really good to something difficult, it makes it a little easier. And so being able to come in and learn baseball and have a great experience there. And we all know that sports teaches you lessons about life that are really hard to learn other ways without getting into a rabbit hole. Sports emulates life, life emulates sports. And it gives us that route to have the conversations that are more meaningful. As much as you love sports, as much as I love sports, as much as Pat loves sports, life's way more important than just
right.
Sports.
Yeah.
And it gives us that segue to those conversations that are far more impactful for everyone.
Pat, I'm going to jump back over to you. Let's talk about the hitting camp that is coming up. Again, January 26th and 27th. This is going to be at the Event Center. So, I mean, it's a local event. And you talked about the amount of people that have helped and the amount of coaches that have kind of embraced this camp. I mean, it's a great thing for kids, and it's ages 8 all the way up to 18.
Yeah, so we bring one of my best friends, Landon Wareham. We met in Montrose. He played 4 years at Mesa State, and he had the opportunity to play some minor league baseball, and his dad coached him, just like I coached CJ. And he comes and does a hitting camp. The hitting camp is a great tool for kids. It's a great fundamental camp. If you talk to a lot of coaches and great hitters, there's a lot of different ways to teach hitting, but in this camp, you're going to learn the fundamentals of hitting a baseball. And that's really important to me because I think it's what makes a great hitter. And not only that, with Landon and Brent Wareham helping us, we have Emory High's head coach, Chase Julian, that helps us. We have Carbon High's head coach, Rob Smith, that will be helping us. And then, of course, we have Jeff and Dakota Cincinnaros that's been in the baseball in our community for a very long time that help us also. And then we have 20 other coaches that have played at least varsity high school baseball, the junior college baseball, and even D1 baseball. So we have a lot of good coaches. We could have 40 coaches if we wanted. There's that many people that want to help us with our camp. So really excited. We have about 20 to 25 coaches.
Again, Pat Smuin, Zach Jones joining us right now as we talk about the CJ Smuin Hitting Camp coming up. It's third year, January 26th and 27th. Zach, I'm going to jump back over to you. We'll talk about the age groups because you guys have divided this up in between two different age groups, and there's reason behind that. So we'll talk about the cost and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, so there's two junior sessions. 8 to 13?
8 to 12.
There's two junior sessions, 8 to 12, and then one senior session, 13 to 18. We divide that up a little bit because of just abilities. You can go into different things with different levels, and we don't want 8-year-olds in there hitting with 18-year-olds.
Right.
So that's pretty straightforward there. But also, as far as the camp goes, in the junior sessions, there's more kids in that age group, so we have the ability to have two sessions and get as much exposure for those kids as possible. And then at the end of the junior sessions, Coach Brent Wareham will talk to those campers about sportsmanship, about what we just kind of talked about, the way baseball, the lessons you learn in baseball and sports, you can translate those to life and you know, one day your job and school and how you treat your family, how you treat your friends, how you treat people you don't know. And so that's part of the junior session camp. Then the senior session camp is associated with the banquet that follows on Saturday night, where every camper is invited to the dinner and to sit down with their parents and other people who are coming to the dinner to listen to some speakers that really, really drive home the suicide awareness and prevention side of things, as well as a bunch of fun with the ability to win some raffle memorabilia from MLB players and to participate in the silent auction for some really great prizes that help us raise a little bit of money for the scholarships.
So we have the two age groups again, 8 to 12, 13 to 18. And Pat, we'll jump back over to you. We'll talk about the dinner itself because dinner tickets are on sale right now up until the middle of December. But explain to me the dinner and what you're going to see at this banquet.
Well, the dinner is a great thing. And one thing we haven't talked about is how many people in our community donate their time and their money to be able to do the camp. Sam Farlano does the dinner for us every year, and it's a good dinner. We've did lasagna the last couple of years. I'm not sure what we're going to do this year, but Sam always brings his best for us, and we do the dinner. We have the Carbon Chaos, which me and Zach both coached the Carbon Chaos when CJ played with them, and they volunteer their time to help us with the dinner and prepare the dinner. We have the Carbon High School cheerleaders and drill team come to serve the dinner. That's always been a big part of that because we want them girls there also for the dinner and for the speeches and those things. Then this year we have, right now we have Zach that will get up and talk, and he talks about the foundation and where we are with the scholarship. Cammie Carlson has joined our group as far as the foundation, and she's helping us with the female scholarship that we're going to give out this year for a female athlete at Carbon High School. I will speak, and usually I speak about just CJ and what happened with CJ and the challenges we've had. And then we have a professional speaker that has been there the last couple of years, Nevin Alderman, and he comes in and basically talks about suicide and suicide awareness. And it's been really good last couple of years. I think we all take something away from it, and it's something that we all need to hear in the conversation we need to have with our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And Zach and I have talked about this on air. We've talked about this off air. It's a very difficult conversation to have. And so an event like this definitely goes a long way.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation. That me and CJ did have the conversation one time. But I say this at the camp, and I'll say it here today, is I wished it would have been something we would have talked about more often. It seems like as parents, we'll talk about a lot of things. We'll talk about drinking, and we'll talk about drugs, and we'll talk about all the things that we need to continue to talk about, but it's a hard conversation to have with our kids, and I wished I would have had the conversation with CJ a little bit more often.
Pat, before we wrap things up, I'm going to throw the dates out there one more time. So the Hitting Camp, January 26th and 27th. Registration is open now until November 15th, and then we have dinner tickets that will be on sale until the middle of December, December 15th. And if anybody needs more information, either on the Memorial Foundation, the Hitting Camp, the dinner, anything, what's the best way to go about doing so?
So the best way is to go to the cjsmuen.org, to the website. That's where you can get signed up. You can feel free to call me. My number is 970-417-1616, or you can call Nicole, my wife. Her number is 970-417-1623. We'll try to answer the questions for you. We're really excited this year. We're at 130 kids right now. We would like to get to 180. That would be the most we could take as far as the camp goes, but we'd like to hit that number. And just come out and enjoy the camp and enjoy the dinner.
Well, Pat and Zach, I really do appreciate you guys stopping by. I know we're going to have more conversations leading up to the event, but thank you so much. It's been great to chat with you guys, and I'm looking forward to more conversations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Again, Zach Jones and Pat Smuen taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. You can find more information on the CJ Smuen Hitting Camp and the CJ Smuen Memorial Foundation right now at CastleCountryRadio.com.